Theron sighed and brought a hand up to rub his temples.
Your timing on this is really terrible, Commander, he said.
I could have handled this better,
Jace admitted.
I just thought you had a right to know. I'm still trying to figure this all out.
Fair enough,
Theron said, his tone softening.
I've been dealing with Satil's decision my whole life, but you just found out. I guess it's gonna take you some time to get a handle on it.
Jace stayed silent, sensing that Theron was heading somewhere.
I have a lot of respect and admiration for you and what you do,
Theron told him.
And maybe we do have a lot in common. We've both dedicated our lives to helping the Republic. Maybe when I get back from Zios, we can try to get to know each other better.
Don't worry,
Jace assured him.
We could take it slow.
If we were taking it slow, you wouldn't have dropped this bomb on our first visit.
Sorry about that,
Jace said.
I thought you deserved to know before the mission. Just in case.
The professional soldier in him realized how poorly he had handled the whole situation, though there wasn't much he could do about it now.
You and Master Nostaral are scheduled to leave tomorrow. Do you need me to postpone the mission for a few days while you process this?
Give me a little credit, Commander,
Theron replied.
I'm more worried about you. Knowing I'm your son might affect your judgment on Operation Endgame.
You don't get to be Supreme Commander unless you can put personal feelings aside for the greater good of the Republic,
Jace replied.
Glad to hear it.
There was another long, uncomfortable silence before Theron finally said,
I should go. I still have some things to get ready before I leave.
Right, of course.
Jace escorted Theron to the door. Just before he left, the young man turned to him.
We can talk again when I get back.
Looking forward to it,
Jace answered with a smile. The door slid closed, and Jace slowly made his way back over to collapse onto the couch. His heart was pounding, and his body felt simultaneously wired and exhausted, the same reaction he had at the end of an intense battle. He closed his eyes to take a short nap and slipped immediately off to sleep, a useful skill most soldiers quickly learned. Jace lay motionless with his eyes closed on his cot as consciousness slowly returned. Floating on a cloud of Colto, he could hear the celebration taking place outside his tent. Havoc Squad had won a great victory today over the Empire. The Republic had been giving ground ever since the Sith had first reappeared and seized Korriban. Reclaiming Alderaan was a morale boost the troops desperately needed. The songs and laughter of the soldiers from outside the tent sounded as if they were coming from a great distance, muted by the drugs that numbed the pain of his disfigured face. The explosion from the grenade he'd clutched in his hand while tackling Darth Malgus had scarred him for life. But his desperate actions had saved Satil Shan's life, just as her unexpected arrival had saved him from execution at the hands of the Sith earlier in the battle.
How are you feeling?
A gentle voice cooed in his ear, and he opened his eyes to see Satil hovering over him.
Muddled,
Jace said with a smile.
Colto's making me a bit woozy.